This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Tommy, Chiefs, Panthers. We'll get into it with our picks tomorrow. Just real quick, injury news. It sounds like Minshew and Pacheco are going to play. Just trying to recall some, because the Chiefs talked yesterday. Just trying to recall some of what they talked about. You know, they kind of say the same thing every week when they're previewing opponents. So you don't get much out of that from the Chiefs ever. Like, it's kind of funny. Andy Reid literally says the same thing about every team he talks about, like word for word verbatim. Panthers have won a couple of games in a row, certainly are playing better. That was, you know, that was a point. They have responded well. Everyone thinks to the loss. Mahomes talks about, you know, starting games, the way they're finishing games. And then Worthy, everyone's optimistic. I'm trying to, you know, they didn't get into the line a ton. There's not much to get into. I still think they're going to run the crap out of it this weekend. Just to, you know, it's hard because you could also get the Panthers through the air. But I mean, why wouldn't you just start there? But then the flip side of it is, are you allowed in a game where you should beat a team badly to work on some things in pass blocking?
Yeah, I do think that it was notable from Andy Reid talking to the media this week about how they might have been a little bit too conservative, you know, to get the game plan going, you know, to start the game against Buffalo. And that maybe contributed to the slow start. It's this really fine balance between showing your cards and not showing your cards, prepping for the playoffs versus, you know, just not really giving your guys much to work with in the regular season. And so I don't know how much of that contributed to the loss ultimately for Kansas City on Sunday against Buffalo. But I do think that they're in a spot to bounce back a little bit against Carolina this week. As far as the line is concerned, I mean, everybody can be a broken record about it. Everybody and their sister knows the line is bad. The left tackle is bad. The outside line is bad offensively.
Left and right tackle.
Left and right tackle.
Quite frankly,
it's bad. It's not going to get any better. There's just, you know, there's not a silver bullet that can come in and improve it this season. There honestly just isn't. That was a miscalculation by Kansas City going into the season that they could run with Morris and Suamataia. It is what it is. It's just the fact of the matter. So I don't know if they're just kind of resigned to the fact that, look, like, we just have to deal with it and we have to try to work around it. We have to try to do things to, you know, to offset, you know, and mitigate the issues that we have at that position. You know, because otherwise it's like a broken record over and over and over again. And there's nothing that they can do to make it any better.
I think that, yeah, I don't know that I would bet on those players getting better, but they are young players. You know, if we're going to say, and I agree that Worthy is a young player who will get better, in fairness, Chiefs have a great offensive line coach. These are young players that could get better. It's, can they get better within a season and fast enough to make the impact that we need to? I guess that becomes the, you know, the question. I think we always need to be fair to young players getting better. And they are young players, not Juwan Taylor, but the two left tackle. Well, the one, Kingsley's not even really on the roster right now. Somebody else is a young player on the offensive line.
Ethan Driscoll, I think, is the young player on the offensive line. Okay.
I don't think it can get worse. So put him out there. I mean, yeah, you know, like, it has been so bad that it is hard to imagine it being worse, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, could it be worse? I don't know. That's how bad it's been. We'll see. At least it's the Panthers. It's fine. Chiefs are still going to win the Super Bowl. At least that's what I'm picking for now. 869-1240. We're coming right back. More Sports Daily right after this.